in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
I don't know about you, but me, I'm enjoying this prophetic feast of harvest and encounters with the Lord of the harvest. Do I have a witness in the house? You see, this is a very important period of transition. Please, my counsel is maximize this opportunity to grow. Maximize this remaining, how many days now? How many days to go? Like joke, the thing don't they go. That's the truth. Do you know, we don't have much days left. By on Sunday, it will be 7 days to go. I'm telling you, the 21 day fast, by this Sunday, after glory service, it will be how many days? Just 7. So please maximize the time. Use this opportunity. Invest it wisely to make tremendous progress, to push your life forward. Am I communicating? To program the year for success and greatness, unstoppable progress in every area of your life. You see, how you utilize this January determines how the whole year will turn out for you. Invest it wisely. Make the necessary investment, spiritual investment, mental investment, all manner of investment, so that your life will gain traction. Use this opportunity to gain mileage in the spirit and build capacity. Praise God. Invest in your personal growth and development. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Let me give you one secret. You know, during this fasting period, because you are not eating food, your body may feel weak. Feel free, you can take water, okay? But just plain water, not juice. Not colored water. Omi. How do they say it now? Rua. Yoruba. Omi. Igbo. What do you call water? Miri. I'm hearing Koro's answer. Somebody should help me now. Miri. Oh, what? Somebody should get up, I beg. Who is calling? Imiri. 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 Okay, Imiri. That's the only thing you can take during the fasting. You only eat food after we break and take fruits. But we advise you get a lot of fruit this fasting season. When we break, it's even good to start with fruits. Very good for your health. Am I communicating? And before you now carry that bowl of amala and pandeyam, start with fruit, gain wisdom. You understand? I have one article I will soon write. It is not fasting that kills you, it is foolishness that kills people. Some people that engage in fasting, what kills them is foolishness. Edge and wisdom and understanding. not just to fast correctly, but also to break the fast. How can you do dry fasting for 7 days and you want to break? You carry a bowl of pounded yam and egusi soup to break it. You will soon end up in emergency section in Jute with acute abdomen. That's not your potion. You need wisdom. Am I communicating? You start with liquids. So when it is dry fasting, because some changes has happened to your gastrointestinal tract, your intestine, and all of that. So you have to start with liquid first. All this tea, all this juice, or any liquid meal. Then after maybe a while, you graduate to semi-solid. Then maybe 2-3 days later, you can now resume solid. But some people don't know that one. Ah, hunger, don't kill me. Don't carry one bowl. You throw. Ah, stomach. What happened? I did breakfast there. I just say I'm not going to eat. Praise God. Acts 3:19. Is it repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing, hallelujah, shall come from where? From the presence of the Lord. See, no matter how weak you feel because you are fasting, drag yourself here. Eh? Don't say because you are feeling weak. How will you come? How will you even pray? Where will you get the energy? The Bible says times of refreshing come from where? The presence of the Lord. This is strength depot. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. In other words, there is a supernatural upgrade of your current strength level anytime you appear in God's presence. Am I communicating? God increases your level of strength. So even if your body is feeling weak, drag yourself here. Strength will enter you. You will contact the spirit of strength. The Holy Ghost will strengthen you in your inner. The way I'm feeling now, I'm feeling stronger than the way I felt when I was coming here. Or is it not like that with you? Do I have a witness? Who is feeling stronger now compared to when they came initially? You see, that's how it is. The presence of God is the headquarters of supernatural strength. It's the headquarters. How many of you remember the last miracle service we did in December? What was the title? What was the topic of the miracle service, the message I preached? Times of what? Refreshing. You know, we expounded on this. Recovery, times of restoration. Am I recovery from heat, recovery from all the effects of stress and all of that stressful activity, as in fresh air just breezing over you like that? Am I communicating? Times of refreshing, times of refreshing. And we also saw that that word means revival. So you are revived. Am I communicating? Even if you feel as if you want to die because you are fasting, don't worry. Come to God's presence. When you land here, what will happen? You will be, the Spirit of God will check life into you. Am I communicating? Life will enter your body. Life will enter your spirit. Because that word refreshing also means revival. We saw the meaning in that message. It means recovery from the effect of heat and stressful activity. It also means restoration. And you see, we are leading prayers along that. Am I communicating? That word also means what? Rest. Supernatural rest from every form of stress, whatever. We led prayer along that line. And then that word, times of refreshing. Refreshing also means revival. You know, when you are fasting, your body will say, if you don't give me food by 12, I will die. You say, no, shut up, you will not die. Then say, okay, I can manage up to 2. But by 2, you have to give me food. I will die one time. You say, no, you will not die. You drag your body to God's presence. Even if the body was dead, it will be revived. Can you shout amen? It will come alive. Your spirit man will come alive. The eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. So, the presence of God is a cure of weakness. It's a cure for weakness. Am I communicating? It's a cure. They go from strength to strength, not weakness to strength. Maleko boko sabagataya. Le presko teketia. And when it is time to pray, pray. Pray. Time to worship, worship. Be part of the service. Respond to the word. Am I communicating? Stop looking like one expired akamu. Still akamu. Unresponsive, just there like one doom, like one there. This praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Some people are looking at me like, what will happen when we start dry fast? That one is it? Wheelbarrow they will carry you? Have you stretcher? Which one? Just come on fast that will break by 7 or so. You know, you are looking like as if you are going to die. What if we start, okay, dry fasting. 3 days dry. No water, no food, nothing. No even swallowing of saliva. Praise God. Glory to God. Okay, Isaiah 11. I've not entered my message. Oh, there's something I want to talk about before then. Isaiah 11, 28. You have been transformed. You have been changed. You see, there is a metamorphosis going on every time you are in God's presence. There is a metamorphosis, transformation. Am I communicating? That is going on. That is happening to you. That is happening to you. These 14 days, take it seriously. See it like retreat for you. Am I communicating? Don't get tired. Keep coming. Be consistent. Yes, there will be days that your body will tell you, just chill today, you will go tomorrow. Don't listen to your body. Satan will organize things that will try to prevent you from coming. Do everything to defy the odds and be here. Am I communicating? Because it is for your good. Like we said, fasting does not change God. It is you that it changes. It's for your own benefit. Makes you better. Makes your life better. Helps you to make progress. Unstoppable progress. And all those other benefits. If you were not here Monday, Tuesday, get the messages. It's on our Telegram channel. And if you've not joined our Telegram channel, look at it there. Avalanche of Glory. Just download the application, search and join. Listen to those messages. It will bless you. That even reminds me, you see that times of refreshing, my wife, one of the mentees, our mentees, she sent the message. Because sometimes as you counsel people, you realize that what they need is what? Knowledge. That's the truth. I realize in my experience that most people that are, they don't come to AGMI meetings at all, or they are not very consistent. They are usually the one with too many problems during counseling. That's the truth. You don't know. See, let me tell you the truth. You don't know what the teaching of God's word and the impartations of the Spirit that you are receiving here. You don't know what it is doing to you. I'm telling you. It solves so many problems. The wisdom you receive. Because a lot of people's problem, the answer is in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. It's just that they are suffering from ignorance. Am I communicating? Light, understanding. Most of our committed members that come consistently, when they come for counseling, it's for some other things. It's not usually many trouble, wahala. Some people, the only time you see them is when problem don't hook them like this. You will pray for them, for miracles and all of that. By the time God does it, they disappear. They won't come for meetings again. The next time, maybe after some month or even some years, the next time you see them, they are coming for counseling, is more problem. You see those kind of people? The word of God that will solve their problem, you will never see them. May you never, tell your neighbor, may you never become like that. Am I communicating? So my wife sent the message. There are people I counsel, I just recommend them to go and listen to our messages. That's the truth. Listen to this. When you are done, then we will talk. And most of the time, by the time those that obey, when they listen, they will realize that the answer is inside those messages. So there is nothing to talk about again. Am I communicating? Because deliverance does not only come by the anointing that breaks the yoke. Deliverance also comes by revelation, knowledge of the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and that truth you know and apply shall what? Make you free. Is that not deliverance? Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. There are so many deliverance that it is through knowledge. So you have to value knowledge. I told you one of the seed that you must sow is the seed of what? Knowledge. Listen to messages. Read good books. Make it part of your daily routine. Every day I must listen to one message in the morning before I go out. One message in the night before I sleep. One message in between. If you discipline yourself and do it consistently, I'm telling you, your life will be far better than those that don't. You make progress. Am I communicating? Because the answer to many of your problems is hidden in one message somewhere that you have not listened to, and that you have refused to listen to. Or one book somewhere you have refused to buy and read. It will answer so many questions. Am I communicating? You have to place high premium on knowledge. Value it. Come for services, come for meetings. Some of you, they have to be begging you to come for me. Something that is for your own good, they are still begging you. You don't know that studies have shown that the kind of church you attend and the message you are hearing there will affect the quality of your life. Research have proved it all. Am I communicating? You can't be coming here consistently, and be doing the things we are teaching, and your life will not make progress. Impossible. That's the truth. Impossible. Impossible. Isaiah 11. Okay, I've not finished the story. So, my wife sent that last miracle service, Times of Refreshing. The lady said she listened to it. Now, she was sick. She said she was so sick that night she couldn't even pray well, having pain around her ribs, around her back, that she couldn't even pray before she slept. But she said she was listening to that Times of Refreshing, our message. She was listening to it, and she slept off. The message was still playing. You know, when you sleep, is this body that sleeps? Your spirit does not sleep. Your spirit does not sleep. Even me, I sleep listening to messages too. Because I know my spirit is soaking, is hearing that message. Even though this body is what? Asleep. But my spirit man is not asleep. So that was what happened to her. She slept off listening to it. She said when she woke up, she was totally healed. Pain free. The back pain gone. The one around her rib gone. So what happened? This was what happened. As he was listening, you know, the anointing is transmitted through words. As she listened to those messages, those anointed words, the healing power of God hit her body. And the body was sleeping, without even our conscious permission. Without her knowing, her spirit was soaking the message, the power entered. The spirit entered into me and the healing power flowed and she was healed. And we've received so many testimonies of people that listen to our messages and receive their miracles, healing, deliverances, impartations, encounters, transformations. Am I communicating? Glory to God. So Isaiah 11:12, it says, 28. I need somebody fast there, please. 28. Isaiah 11:28. I don't want slow motion, no. Eh? What was the scripture? 28:11. Okay, sorry. Isaiah 11:28:11. Okay, thank you. Isaiah 28:11. He said, "For with stammering lips and another tongue," this was a prophecy by major prophet Isaiah. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to these people." This is God speaking. God was prophesying through Isaiah. Isaiah saw the prophecy of the new creation speaking in tongues. So it didn't make sense to him. You know, speaking in tongues is not for their own dispensation. Eh? He saw the prophecy. He saw it in vision. He saw people praying in tongues. He saw what happened on the day of Pentecost. People staggering like drunkards. Stammering lips like that. Are you getting me? So this is the best Isaiah can describe what he saw. He called this stammering lips. This is the prophecy about tongues. Because Apostle Paul later referenced it. I will show you in 1 Corinthians 14:21. He said, "For with stammering lips and another tongue, God said, I will speak to these people." Verse 12. "To whom he said, this is the rest." "Wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest." "And this is the refreshing." "Yet they will not hear." And it was true. That prophecy, this prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And did you know that the people did not hear? Rather, they said these people are drunk with new wine. They started mocking them. So they saw them speaking in tongues, some mocked them. They said they are full of new wine. Am I communicating? Isaiah saw it. "With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to these people." He said, "This is the rest. Ye may cause what? The weary." What does it mean to be weary? Is that not what is happening to some of you? Exhausted. You feel tired. You feel exhausted. You feel weak. The solution to your problem is in that verse. Look at it there. Look at it. "This is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest." There is a way to rest where you are weary. "And this is the refreshing." You want to experience rest and refreshing. He said the secret is speaking in tongues. Simple. When you speak in tongues, you activate the anointing for supernatural rest. You activate the anointing to enjoy refreshment. You are supernaturally refreshed. So speaking in tongues is a spiritual rest and spiritual refreshing system. Give me 1 Corinthians 14:21. When Paul was talking about tongues, addressing the issue of tongues in the church at Corinth, look at what he said. He said, "In the law it is written," and that's the verse we just read, Isaiah 28:11-12. He said, "In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to these people." Remember, with stammering lips and another tongue, God said, "I will speak to these people." You see, Paul is quoting Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 28:11-12. He says, "With men of other tongues and will I speak to these people, yet for all that will they not hear." Is that not what we just read? So that's to tell you that prophecy is about tongues. So when you speak in tongues, you enter into your rest, supernatural rest. When you speak in tongues,
Every weakness will fly out of your body. When you speak in tongues, weakness give way to strength. Paul said, when I feel weak, then am I strong. You unlock the spirit of might. You are strengthened by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. Everything called exhaustion, everything called weakness. You see, when you are feeling weak, just start speaking in tongues. When you feel tired, speak in tongues. When you feel exhausted, weary, speak in tongues. Now, initially, yeah, you may start mechanically, and if you look as if you are doing rubbish, no worry, continue. If you can tarry long enough at that wine, hey, he said, they that tarry long, not short. You know, the problem with many people, they feel so tired. They say, I try, then they gas out. No, no be so. Continue. Tell your neighbor, continue. Inconsistency lies the power. Continue. You feel weak, shala. You may even sit like this. It's just a matter of time. Power will enter into you. Hey, strength will be injected into your system. Angelic strengtheners will start strengthening you. Am I communicating? Until you contact power to run. Power to run and not be weary. Power to walk and not faint. Power to fly. Yay! Power to soar. Am I communicating? To mount up. We assess power that way. We assess supernatural strength. This is the rest ye may cause the weary to rest. Do you know this is how Smedugus would rest? When they asked him, do you ever go on holiday? You know, all this vacation to chill. You know, some people go to Dubai. They go to which island now? Bahamas, which one? What's that? There's one like that. Trying to remember. You know? Just to unwind. For leisure, for recreation, just to chill. But do you know how Smedugus does his own? His own vacation, holiday, recreation, leisure, unwinding. When they ask him, do you ever rest? He say yes. Say, in fact, I can rest right now. I can go on holiday right now. Yeah, that's right. He said, just watch me. Shala kom bragadia. He just lifted up his hand, started blasting in tongues. Yes, because he read that this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. You know, workers, those that work, they normally give what's it called? Leaf. You understand? You are entitled to, is it 1 month leaf? So that you can rest. That is the period some people travel for vacation, for recreation, or, you know, just to unwind. But we, the way we do our own, is by what? Help me. Is by what? Tonguing, glossolalia. Glossolalia is a way to rest for the weary. Glossolalia. Glosso is where the tongue, the Greek word for tongue is glossa. Glossa. Glossos. Singular. Glossa. Plural. Lalia. From lalio. To speak. To speak. Lalio. We speak wisdom. We lalio Sophia among them that are mature. You see that? So glossolalia means to speak with other tongues. So it is through glossolalia that we what? The weary is made to enter into his rest. Strength will enter. The Holy Ghost will release. Is a spirit of power. Is a spirit of might. Is a spirit of strength.
You can't be tonguing consistently and be weak and beggarly and be well. No, 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 no. If I'm speaking in tongues, we release power to heal your body, heal your soul. You suffer heartbreak, speak in tongues for a long, long time. Power to heal the brokenhearted will be released. Simple. You just heard bad news that is about to depress and discourage you. Just start blasting in tongues. And stay there for long, until you rise like an edifice above all those discouragement and depression. Then you release power. Am I communicating? Are you learning something? You get supernatural refreshment. You get supernaturally refreshed. See, after today, you will start speaking in tongues like never before. This year of harvest, you will speak in tongues like a crazed man and a crazed woman. Like never before. Am I communicating? I pray 80 to 90% of my prayer in tongues. The remaining balance is English. Am I communicating? Because life is spiritual. It doesn't answer to English. Life doesn't answer. The problems of life doesn't respond to Queen's English. So I have to respond in a language that he doesn't understand. A man of God say, when you are faced with a problem you don't understand, respond by speaking in tongues that you too don't understand. Because mysteries answer to mysteries. And speaking in tongues is mystery. Am I coming? He said you are speaking mysteries. Glory to God. Are you learning something? Give me Exodus 33 verse 14. Exodus 33 verse 14. While you are going there, listen to this. Speaking in tongues has so many benefits. Apart from causing the weary to rest supernaturally from their weariness and supernatural spiritual refreshment, speaking in tongues unlocks the anointing. Speaking in tongues augments your mental capacity. Let me say this because you are writing exam. Look up. Do you know that speaking in tongues increases your mental capacity? It augments it. It's a brain booster. Speaking in tongues, it boosts your brain power. Your mental capacity. It gives you divine intelligence. Speaking in tongues consistently increases your IQ. Am I communicating? I listened to two men of God. They say when they were students, they enter exam hall, they enter test hall, the lecturers, wicked lecturers, set terrible test, terrible exam. He wanted people to fail. You know, there are lecturers like that. They take pride in failing people. They go and bring what they didn't teach. But those men of God were smart. He said they blasted in tongues, prayed in tongues, connected with divine intelligence and wrote the answer. When the result came out, they had an A. Other people failed. This was something they didn't teach them. Am I communicating? Let me give you wisdom. Before, I know you are writing exam. Before you read, first take 30 minutes, 15 minutes, concentrated tongue. See, as you are doing, your IQ is going up. It increases your brain power. Even your memory is supernaturally boosted. It has been proven scientifically, what I'm telling you, medically it has been proven, that speaking in tongues increases your memory capacity, your ability to remember things, to recall. Anytime I forget, I pray in tongues and then the thing will come back to my mind. Because speaking in tongues increases your memory capacity. Some of you forget a lot. Even the dream you dreamt last night, you have forgotten. Blast in tongue to remember. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? I just remember one dream I dreamt. yesterday night. My wife was asking me this morning. I told her I will remember. I just remember now. You understand? I won't tell you. Should I tell you? See them. Some people wanted to come and arrest me in the dream. I asked them what was my offense. That there was one witch that I killed. And I was smiling in the dream. Then the man said, I told the witch that if she does not repent, that she is going to die. And now the witch has died. So they came to arrest me. And then I looked at them. And suddenly, I disappeared. Are you sure you want to hear this dream? I won't give you the balance. You know, some very funny. Now listen. When you speak in tongues, it increases your mental capacity. Aya, the wisdom of God is activated. Divine intelligence. The Holy Ghost enlarges your mind. It gives you extraordinary amplitude of comprehension. You begin to function with what we call electric brain. There is Holy Ghost induced cerebral quickening. Only medical people will understand what I just said better. Holy Ghost what? Induced cerebral quickening. There is a part of your brain that control logic and all of that. Most of the day is the cerebrum. So the Holy Ghost quickens your brain. How can you fail? No course is difficult for you. He said you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. And how do you activate that anointing to know all things, know all course, know any subject? Blasting tongues. Increase your IQ, increase your mental capacity. They did an experiment. John G. Lake, the man of God. They connected electrode to his brain. You know this EEG, electroencephalography, that measures the electrical activities of the brain. You know, there is ECG, electrocardiography, that measures the electrical activities of the heart. But this one is of the brain. They collected electrode to his brain like that. And he was praying for the sick. Initially, he was praying in English. And they notice the meter, like the machine that they use to measure the mental capacity, is at this level like this. So he started praying in tongues. When he switched to tongues, the thing started increasing. The bandwidth of the machine started increasing until it got to the limit, and then the thing fell off. In other words, his mental capacity was boosted beyond what the machine could measure. Ayagabarakataya. You don't know what you are missing when you are not praying in tongues. You don't know what you are missing. How can a whole day pass and you didn't blast in tongues? You didn't practice glossolalia. Am I communicating? A whole day, 24 hours. One full day passed. Just like that. Some of you, your angels have no work. You are not encouraging their ministry. Some of them have obesity. Because you are not giving them assignments. See, do you know when you speak in tongues, you give instructions to your angels? Yes, because you are speaking the language of angels. When you speak in tongues, men may not understand what you are saying. Human beings don't know what you are saying. You too, you may not know what you are saying except you pray for interpretation. But guess what? God understands you perfectly. The angels understand you perfectly. Some of the tongues you speak, I'm telling you, they are actually instructions you are giving to angels. Go and get me that money. Go and get that contract. Go and influence this person to give me favor.
Go and clear the road. Go and overturn that demonic plan for me to have accident. Go and destroy that plan that demons are planning to kill my father, kill my cousin.
You don't know what you are doing when you don't pray in tongues.
So many things happen. You give instruction to angels. You encourage and activate their ministry. Am I communicating? Go and check people that are constantly blasting tongues. Their angels are very active. They enjoy so much angelic ministry. There is so much angelic activities around them.
But you, pray in tongues for where? The only time you remember is when you come for AGMI meeting. You see? Oh, your angels have obesity. They follow you like this. I better wait for me. They're trying to drag their body. Because no work. No work for them. They are not giving them instruction. You are not sending them on assignment.
Am I communicating? Even your health, speaking in tongues enhances your immune system. Medically proven. It is medically proven that 30 minutes of tonguing, 30 minutes of concentrated tonguing, that's you are speaking in tongue for 30 minutes. It is medically proven that it boosts your immune system by 50%. 50%! Kai! Imagine you increase it to 1 hour. How many percent is that? Will you be falling sick today, malaria, tomorrow, typhoid? So you are always falling sick. Hey, small thing, you are sick. Small, you are not speaking in tongues enough. You are not boosting your immune system by tonguing enough. Go and check people that are constant tongers. They hardly fall sick. Immune system is boosted. Am I communicating? To fight sickness, fight disease. Glory to God. Ikolobora balakadaya. These are some benefits of speaking in tongues. I felt like sharing it with you so that you will take this speaking in tongues more serious. Can we do small practical session? Okay, let's read this scripture. And he said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. In other words, the presence of the Holy Spirit is the key to supernatural rest. Supernatural rest. Isaiah 63 verse 14. Isaiah 63 verse 14. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. Can you see that? He's talking of Israel in that context. He said it was the Spirit of the Lord. We just read it. God said, my presence shall go with you. I will give you rest. So Isaiah is telling us about how the children of Israel enjoyed supernatural rest because of the presence of the Holy Ghost that went with them in a pillar of cloud by day, in a pillar of fire by night. He says, as a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. The him there in that context is the Israelites. So did thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. So God led them. They enjoy supernatural rest by the Spirit, the presence of the Holy Ghost. And I showed you how to enjoy that rest and to be refreshed. How? Speaking in tongues. Spend quality time, not this 5-10 minutes. Shalom bros. Suya mana mana mana. If you want suya for your mama, tell us, we'll give you money. Which every time, suya mana mana mana. Calm down. Your tongues know they change. You know they upgrade. Do you know the more you speak in tongues, the more the Holy Ghost give you new vocabulary in other tongues? Until your tongue will start sounding like language, like Spanish. like Chinese.
I remember in Abuja hostel, I went for evangelism some years back, and the person I got saved, I prayed for him to get filled with the Holy. I said, do you want to speak in tongues? He said, yes. Do you want it when? Do you want it now? He said, yes. I laid hands on him and I started praying, and the guy received the Holy Ghost and started speaking in tongues like Chinese language. Even me, I was surprised. I'm telling you, fluent Chinese. Oh, do you know, I did not know that it was tongues. It took me some minute. Oh, it just occurred to me, oh, this is the tongue. Oh, I was thinking the guy was communicating in their, you know, plateau language, sound like Chinese. That's some birom try, like, you understand? It took me time. I said, wonderful. I will never forget. I was going, I say, Holy Ghost, you are very wonderful. See the tongue that you gave this guy. Even me, I was desiring that kind of tongue. You understand? Praise God. So please, when you get people saved, it's not enough. For get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Your job is 50%. You must complete it. Get them filled with the Holy Ghost, or else they will go back to Brukutu. They will go back to all the things. You need to get them full of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Give me John 7:37. John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the feast. Which feast is this? Which of the Jewish feasts? Now, there are seven Jewish feasts that are celebrated in the Old Testament. Seven prophetic feasts that the Jews were told to observe according to the law of Moses. Seven feasts in Israel. So, which of the feasts is this? The last day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. Okay, give me verse 1. Okay, you will get the answer now. Let's go back. I don't want to tell you. See it yourself. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Verse 2. Now, the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. Now, go back to what we just read. So, what's the answer? Which of the Jewish feasts is this? Feast of Tabernacle. Now, of all the seven prophetic Jewish feasts, three of them are Feast of Harvest. There are three that talks about harvest. Don't worry, I'll go into details one of these days. I'll teach you something along that line. There are three prophetic Feast of Harvest among those seven, and one of them is this Feast of Tabernacle. Am I communicating? So in the last day, the Feast of Tabernacle, they normally, the Jews make something like a tent, so Sukkot. They call this feast Sukkot. The Feast of Tabernacle is also called what? Huh? Ingathering. Uh-huh. It's one of the harvest feasts. There are three harvest feasts. Pentecost, Feast of Pentecost is one of the harvest feasts. This is one, the other one. Then there is a third one. I don't want to enter those things. Now, the Bible says Jesus cried out on the seventh day. They celebrate this feast for 7 days. This is the last day. Jesus cried out. He stood and cried out. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Come to me and what? Drink. Uh-huh. Next verse. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. You know, Jesus needed to die and be glorified before he will now go to the Father and send the Holy Spirit. He said, I send you another comforter, right? So in our own time, Jesus has already been glorified. The Holy Ghost has already been given. So now, go back to verse 38. Go back. So he's talking of the Spirit. He likened the Spirit to what? Rivers of what? he that believeth on me, that's believers. Remember, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. And who gives the ability to speak with new tongues? The Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, he filled them, and he gave them utterance. They spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So he was the one that gave them the prompting, the ability, the enablement to speak in tongues. So, he that believeth on me, and listen, if you are here, you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't pray in tongues, catch any of the pastors. Tell them, I will not let you go until I am blasting in tongues. They will pray for you. Am I communicating? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. That word belly means innermost being. Give me an amplified. Out of his innermost being. Out of his spirit. Because where does the Holy Spirit dwell or reside? Our spirit. In fact, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. The Holy Spirit is inseparably one with our spirit, united by God with our spirit. So out of his belly, out of his spirit, out of his inner man, innermost being, he who believes in me, who cleaves to trust in me, relies on me. As the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. Oh, I like this. So he's talking of the river of the spirit. Because, don't go to the next verse. The next verse we saw that this is speak of the spirit. So it's not literal river. The river there is only symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Why am I showing you this? I'm showing you this to explain why speaking in tongues is so important. Now watch this. In the Old Testament, under the law, when somebody is defiled, or somebody is unclean, defilement, and there is any uncleanliness in the person, the recommendation is that the person will go to a river or spring that is flowing, not a stagnant one, and then the person will what? Be washed. As the person enters the flowing river, what happened? Whatever has defiled the person will be washed continuously. The thing keep flowing until the thing is gone. Am I communicating? So whatever defiles the person is cleansed of it. So it is recommended for the defiled to go to a flowing river to be cleansed of that defilement. Do you know that is exactly what happens when you are speaking in tongues? All the things that defiles, it could be sin, it could be lust, it could be hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, malice, anything that defiles in your life. It could even be sickness, pain. As you are speaking in tongues, hey, what happens? There is a flow of the river of the Spirit, and it's cleansing you of that sickness, cleansing you of that pain, cleansing you of that sin, cleansing you of that whatever has defiled your life. Am I communicating? It cleanses your heart of all those impurities, impure thoughts. Am I communicating? All those pornographic thoughts coming to your mind all the time, thoughts of lust, immorality, thoughts, all those things, it begins to flush it. The more you pray in tongues, the more the cleansing goes on. Am I communicating? So it's a mechanism to keep you pure, to help you live a holy life. Continuous cleansing by the river of the Spirit. Am I communicating? God can clean you up by his word. He said, through the washing of water by the word. The word can wash you. Jesus said, you are clean by the word I've spoken to you. So anytime you listen to the word of God, you are being cleansed. The word of God can cleanse you. Anytime You feed on the word. The word of God is a divine cleanser. Then look at another mechanism by which God cleanses you up. Through what? The Holy Spirit. As you pray in tongues, that river begins to flow and it cleanses you up. Am I communicating? Whatever defiles, glory to God.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.